This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Matt, we learned some distressing news last week that the Biden administration will not extend the food box program. What ramifications will that have for dairy?
Yeah, what the Biden administration instead announced is increasing the amount of funding to food banks, and then additionally increasing food welfare programs like SNAP and WIC, and increasing the funding and availability of food to them. Why that matters to dairy is right now, through that food box program, the government is currently purchasing something like 2% of the U.S. milk supply. When it shifts and it ends the food box program and moves to this food bank type of situation, dairy is going to get a much smaller share than it's getting in the food box. It'll have a price negative effect, if you will.
Matt Gould, editor and market analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Tuesday.
On our Producer Tuesday, we're preparing for the annual PDPW Business Conference, March 17th and 18th in Wisconsin Dells at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions. And with us, Executive Director of the Professional Dairy Producers, Shelley Meyer. Shelley, you have a new feature this year that is really worth mentioning, and it's called Nexus. Can you explain?
Nexus is a showcase of emerging innovation that's just rolling out that dairy might be able to grab on. What Nexus will do, it's a hybrid between the Shark Tank and TED Talks. Again, stealing from two other good ideas and kind of combining it. So there will be five companies that were selected from, and those five businesses will be on a stage. So that is Nexus. And again, cool ideas come from cool people. It was dairy farmers that said, hey, we want this.
Wednesday.
He says more research is needed to keep the dairy industry going.
From W.D. Horde to Louis Pasteur all the way up, you know, research has been the basis of the dairy industry. And if we don't have that research 20 years from now, we're not going to be moving forward as an industry. And so we advocated for it. We got some really good support from the legislature. And actually, there was a dairy summit that was held 2 years ago. And we were kind of really in a crisis in Wisconsin. There was a bunch of people losing their milk markets. And we needed to look at doing things differently. And so the number one priority out of the dairy task force was the Dairy Innovation Hub. And so that really helped sort of move it forward and sort of get us to where we are today.
That's Wisconsin dairy farmer Mitch Breunig, who owns Mystic Valley Dairy.
Thursday.
We're talking financial literacy today with Gary Sapursky, an independent business and financial consultant.
First of all, know how to take care of their dairy cows and their young stock. I mean, it's one thing to feed them, but it's another thing really to understand them and care for them. A good example might be plus and minus 30 days of calving, getting them off to a good start. Obviously, the bedding and all the care. But think about dairy producers you know. I'll bet you they do all in a very good way. Feed expense. Better the quality of that, the less you have to buy. Create a positive working place for family employees. This is what I see top third dairy producers doing. And lastly, they know their numbers, not only to run their dairies, make good decisions.
Comments from financial consultant Gary Sapursky.
Friday.
We're going to talk about the role of glucose in transition cows. Transition cows are those cows 3 weeks before calving to 3 weeks after calving. And we're going to review some data published by Dr. Heather White from the University of Wisconsin in the Journal of Dairy Science. Well, glucose is really important to all cows, and especially transition cows, because they're going to take some of this glucose and make milk lactose out of it. Milk lactose is important because it controls the volume of milk produced by the cow. We also need glucose for the immune system. So if cows are challenged with the iron in the transition period, we're going to need more glucose to run that system. We also need it for ovary function, and the brain also uses glucose as an energy source. So we get lower levels of glucose in cows. What happens is that the NEFAs, non-esteric fatty acids, basically that increases by the cow because she's trying to achieve energy balance, and it can also have some impact on insulin resistance in these transition cows as well. So our take-home message for our listeners is that we need to optimize dry matter intake because that's going to drive the propionate production. We need a stable rumen fermentation so that the propionate doesn't overwhelm the system at this point. We have a favorable pH and trying to minimize the stimulation of the immune system because the immune system can increase the maintenance requirement by nearly 40% based on Iowa State research.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.